2 weeks ago, hundreds of Yonglei state employees rejected their salaries and staged demonstrations to protest what they termed the state's modified salary structure, which does not follow the salary structure ordered by the National Labor and Public Service Ministry 2 months ago. A week ago, civil servants temporarily called off their strike after the state officials agreed to meet all of their demands. But the demonstrations resumed on Tuesday when protesters paralyzed traffic by blocking the Borhai Strip and the Juba Bor Highway after government officials failed to live up to their commitments. John Itrong, the head of the delegation sent from Juba to address Yonglei civil servants' crisis, says the Yonglei civil servants' demands are legitimate. Itrong says his team traveled to Bor to ensure that state officials fully implement the 100% salary increment announced a month ago by the national government.
By the 10th anniversary, His Excellency the President of the Republic gave a gift to the people of South Sudan that they should be paid 100% salaries. So in the implementation process, some states and even some national government ministries did not quite implement. And this has happened also in Yonglei state.
Itrong says he directed the Yonglei officials to fully implement President Salva Kiir's directives and pay civil servants according to the new salary structure. Itrong also urged Yonglei state civil servants to end their public demonstrations and return to work. He says the national government will stand with the civil servants to ensure their grievances are addressed.
The demonstration has been ongoing for 2 weeks. It was calm all along. Even at the airport, we were blocked. And I addressed them, saying we have come precisely to address the issue of your salaries. So this is the situation. We want to congratulate the Worker Trade Union of Yonglei for saying they can be patient and receive their salaries by the 27th up to the 29th.
On Wednesday, after meeting with the Juba delegation, Yonglei State Acting Governor Tuang Majuk said the state government had again agreed to release funds and pay civil servants their full salaries, including additional allowances according to the new salary structure.
Since yesterday we have been talking over this issue, and at the end this morning the state has accepted to pay a nature of work allowance to our civil population. This is what we have agreed.
Wiwal Gatkwal, the Yonglei State Minister of Finance, says the state has completed all calculations for allowances under the new salary structure. But he says he needs 7 days to put the necessary arrangements in place for paying the salaries. He says the state used some of the national grant funds transferred from Juba on state security operations.
We have passed through and every details of the grant transfer from Juba or from the national government. We found there is a deficit of almost 52 million that we need to cover these national work allowances. So it forced the state government now to look into the resources, the local collections that we collect from our markets and the NGOs and even the civil servant here to cater for this deficit.
Samuel Majer, the Secretary General of the Yonglei State Workers Trade Union, welcomed Juba's intervention. Majer says state workers will call off the strike for now out of respect to the Juba delegation.
We have reached an agreement with the government. We appreciate the delegation come from Juba and the state government to make these days fruitful to us. The point we agree today, we agree that our salary is going to be paid fully with allowances. Now the state government is going to prepare himself until on 27 we are going to start the payment of our salaries. That as a civil workers trade union, we appreciate that and we welcome that issue.
Bure Mabate, representative of teachers in Yonglei State, says he has reservations because Yonglei State officials are known for making empty promises.
Since the breach is addressed, we will keep monitoring. The strike is now suspended for a while. As trade union, we'll keep watching up to from day 27, 28, up to day 29. If the government fail a day here, they went to this grand disagreement. The civil have right, civilian have right. to claim, they will go back for a strike on their 30th, continuing up to next year.
Itrong says the national government, through the Ministry of Public Service, Labor and Human Resource Development, will make sure civil servants in Jonglei and other states receive their salaries with full allowances under the new salary structure. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor, Jonglei State.